Monica.
একটা বন্ধ করো, কিছু বললে কিছু দেয়
হ্যালো এভরিওয়ান, হাই অমিতাভ। শ্যাল বি স্টার্ট? ওয়ের ইজ পল? পল, আর ইউ ইন দ্য রুম?
Hello, welcome everyone. I think there is some misunderstanding, and Paul is not there.
Amitabh, can you invite him?
Yeah, I'm just trying to call him up. So
Okay.
he's not picking up the phone. This is something strange, never happens. Anyway, we can start while I think he'll join. So, Shagun, welcome. And my
Thank
name
you.
is. So, this is today we are talking about solar eclipses.
Yes.
Tomorrow, partial solar eclipse. So, introduce yourself.
Okay, before introducing myself, I just want to wish and congratulate you on this auspicious occasion of Diwali. So everyone who has joined us live and will be hearing our audios, thank you so much for joining and happy Diwali to all. Myself, Shagun Thakur, I will be pursuing my bachelor's from Arizona State University, majoring astrophysics and astronomy. Though currently I am the ambassador of IAAC and UNESCO speaker, you know, the delegate of France at Asia Youth International Model United Nations. And today we'll be having this incredible conversation on the solar eclipses, not only about on the Earth, but across the solar system. So I think we are good to go. Off to
yeah.
you, Amitabh.
Thank you. Thank you, Shagun. So also been pursuing eclipses for a long time. So
okay.
I think they are the most beautiful event that one can watch, astronomical events especially.
Yeah.
And the eclipse has played a very important historical role in like the development of human civilization. By following and pursuing and observing eclipse, we had discovered Earth is a sphere and rotate on its axis. Okay. So, and then for a long, long time, the eclipse were associated with bad omen. So
yeah.
people used to be scared of eclipses. And I remember in my childhood, so the eclipses are, like say, everybody used to hide. Nobody used to come out. Only I remember one of my first eclipse observation. I was, I think, in seventh standard. Yeah. So my father, me, and my father's bua. Bua is my grandfather's sister.
Yeah.
Only three people were observing in our entire colony the eclipse. We didn't have any equipment. So my bua told me how to make a small pinhole using your fingers, and you can see the eclipse progressing. So
yeah.
that's how I started, and I like to know about you. How you become interested in eclipse and tell us about eclipse you want to say.
Okay, so actually I became interested in solar eclipses just because I'm interested in astronomy, right? So it is, of course, it is a great test of greatest phenomenon that can happen in nature. So of course, knowing about it, viewing it live, experiencing it was really a greatest chance for as an astronomy enthusiast, to be honest. So I used to like, I haven't witnessed many solar eclipses except for one that was while at the, you know, in the years of pandemic, I guess. There was a total solar
Okay.
eclipse at that time. So
Yes.
at that time, that was the first time I, you know, actually witnessed the solar eclipse. So I really wanted to know about solar eclipse, not at that time, but yeah, when I got the knowledge what solar eclipse actually is, I really became interested in, you know, all of this stuff. And then I actually went and I asked question to myself that if the solar eclipse is happening on Earth, then it may happen on another planets across the solar system too, right? So I just wanted to know such answers also. And today I'm also going to talk about the solar eclipses, not only on Earth, but across the solar system over another planets too. So we'll be having the conversation like soon.
Yeah,
anything
so
you want to add?
The eclipse, like say, very interesting to know. One fact, so then you can go ahead. Okay, we are very fortunate to have eclipses. As everybody should be aware, the moon is slowly receding away from us. So there will be time when moon won't be big enough to cover entire disk of the sun. So it will be more and more annular eclipse will happen. And finally, we have only annular eclipse, no total solar eclipse.
Yes.
So we can observe this eclipse at the same time when we are observing lunar eclipse here. If you are on the moon, you will be observing solar eclipse. So the eclipses
yes.
are unique for Earth, but not only on Earth. So which other eclipse you want to talk about? Which other planet or solar system body?
We'll be covering the whole solar system, right? So like if we start
yeah.
from a basic phenomenon, like what solar eclipse actually is. Solar eclipse is nothing but when the moon passes in front of the sun, resulting in the moon casting its shadow on the Earth, right? And the shadows are umbra and penumbra. And when any observer is, you know, under the location of the umbra, then they can witness the eclipse called the total solar eclipse. Total solar eclipse, yeah. So when it as you said, just that it likes it, it looks like it covered the whole, you know, sun. The moon has covered the whole sun at once. Yeah. And so that is called as total eclipse. So how many, you know, we have four kinds of eclipses over Earth. That first is total eclipse, as you said, partial eclipse. The second one is partial eclipse. Third is the annular and fourth one is hybrid eclipse, right? So whenever a person is noticing or observing the solar eclipse from the shadow of umbra itself, it will be observed as a total solar eclipse. Okay, but when the moon is not able to cover the whole surface of sun, then it is called as partial eclipse. And if the, you know, and the another one is the annular eclipse and the hybrid eclipse. Hybrid eclipse is something which goes like which starts as annular, but then it, you know, which starts as annular, but then it slowly goes and, you know, take the category of total eclipses. So in an annular eclipse, the sun and moon are exactly in the line with the Earth, but the size of moon appears to be smaller. Now why the size of the moon appears to be smaller? Just because it's elliptical orbit, you know, it is sometimes at the elliptical orbit which results in the, you know, results in the varying distance of the moon from the sun and the from the sun and the Earth itself. So it, you know, such kind of distancing of the moon from Earth and such kind of solar tilts and everything causes different types of solar eclipses. Okay, so this is everything I can add like for the planet Earth. But if we talk about the another planets, like starting from the first two planets, Mercury and Venus, so on a very basic phenomenon, what things or actually what situations are needed for a solar eclipse? The moon, the sun, and the planet. But unfortunately for the Mercury and Venus, moons are absent. Okay, Mercury and Venus don't have any natural satellites, or we can say don't have any moons, right? So there are no solar eclipses over these two planets. And if I talk about Mars, then Mars do have two moons, right? The number one is Phobos and Deimos. Though Phobos and Deimos, like Phobos is the larger moon or the largest natural satellite, and Deimos is some sort of it is a satellite, but it is, you know, some sort of smaller satellite for the Mars. And if I talk about the solar eclipses over the Mars, then the Phobos is able to eclipse the sun. And we can witness if some kind of, you know, observer is standing over the Mars and if they want to witness any sort of solar eclipses, we are only able to witness the partial solar eclipses and never a kind of total solar eclipses. And
can we call it transit?
Yeah, transits are the thing which can happen over the gas giants kind of planets, of course. But the moons of the Mars, that is Phobos and Deimos, aren't that big, or aren't that closer, or aren't in good orientation with the planet and the sun so that we can witness any kind of total solar eclipses or something. If the observer is on Mars, they are always gonna witness the partial solar eclipses, right? So about the Earth, we have talked already, but if we are jumping over another planets that are gas giants, then if I talk about the gas giants, the simulation is same, right? The simulation is same, but the thing is the distance. Like if I talk about if like okay, let us assume if like I am at the Jupiter itself, right? So if I am on the Jupiter, what I can see at the sky, like what I can see, what kind of how I can see or view the sun itself. The sun from the Jupiter is kind of, the sun will look like a tiny star, like how we view our stars at the night sky is the same. It's the same simulation you can, have in your mind, like how the sun shows on the Jupiter planet, okay? So as for the Jupiter, its satellites are very big, as compared to the moon or as compared to the Mars satellites or Earth satellites, they are very big. And it is quite obvious that their satellites, like satellites of Jupiter, can cover the sun, like not only like once a day, but at various times and at various time of the like year. So we can actually witness so many solar eclipses, and that too the total solar eclipses if we are standing on, if we are observing the sun and this phenomenon from the Jupiter itself. So I hope you are getting my points, right?
Yes. Some days back I saw someone taking a picture of the Jupiter with Io and Europa's shadow falling over Jupiter. So I hope
Yeah.
somebody standing in the shadow of Io and Europa, they can see the solar eclipse. What do you mean?
Exactly, that is itself is the solar eclipse, because if we talk about the Jupiter, we can have the four different kinds of phenomena, okay, which is the transits itself, the shadow transits. The shadow transits can, in which we can add the eclipses as the sub part of it. The third is occultations and the eclipses. Okay, so we are talking about the solar eclipses that comes under the category of shadow transits, right? Shadow transits. So this is the thing we are talking about, and these are nothing but the total solar eclipses. And just because of the sizes and the orientation and the, perfect distance and everything, it can make like total solar eclipses happen at Jupiter and even on the other our gas giants too. Like if I talk about the other planets, that is Saturn. So let's take only one moon, that is Titan, okay, the biggest moon ever. That is also able to view, like that is also able to, cover the whole of the sun, because as I said, sun is nothing for them but just a little star, just a little dot. Because at the position where the, at the distance where the Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune are positioned, it is nothing but, sun actually starts twinkling for them. So if this larger is the distance, it is quite obvious to cover, or it is quite obvious to, cast the shadow directly over the planet. And that casting shadow is nothing but just the eclipses itself. So if we are talking about the eclipses over Earth, I really think that we should add, these interesting topics also, that how the eclipse and everything happens. So this is, I think I can add everything over the different planets. And if, I talk about Pluto also. Pluto is not a planet, okay, but still, if I want to talk about Pluto also, then Pluto is also a giant, like ice giant, but the satellite of Pluto is very big. It is like,
Very big,
it is, it do have the same, it do have, and it can have the exact orientation at which we can actually witness the, greatest solar eclipses. So if you say you wanna see the greatest solar eclipses, I would tell you to, just go to Pluto or have something, do something that go to Pluto and witness that solar eclipses, because the satellite is way bigger that you gonna experience, greatest solar eclipses. So of course, if the Pluto was the planet, then Pluto would be the winner of this, would be the winner of this game of total eclipses or something, I must say.
We must calculate the angular sizes of the sun visible from all these bodies, and the angular size of the Pluto's moon Charon. How big it appears in the sky. So, very interesting thing to calculate. Okay, what will the angular
Exactly.
size of the sun from these bodies, and what will the angular sizes of these moons? Most interesting about Earth is that the angular size of the sun moon is approximately the same. And that is the game. That's why the sun solar looks most beautiful. I don't know. I have not experienced an eclipse on Pluto or Titan anywhere. But from the Earth, eclipse looks amazing. When the entire moon disc covers the sun, disc of moon covers the sun, that view cannot be described in the words. So, like, this is the experience to behold and remember. Now we can take photographs also. So, a lot of people do photography. And unfortunately, tomorrow's eclipse is partial.
Partial, yes.
So we won't have that much fun. But even the partial eclipse can be observed using filters, especially the starscapes are organizing observation wherever our observatories are there. They're setting up telescope. They are providing the filter. People can enjoy solar, this partial solar eclipse also. Otherwise, you can make a small projector. The kids have fun making the projector on the whole. You can make a small pinhole camera, something like that. Or
exactly.
take a mirror, any mirror, and cover the entire mirror with a back paper, make a hole in the middle. And then reflect sun from that on any dark wall inside the room.
Yeah.
And you can see progress of the partial eclipse. So
yeah,
the partial will also in the fun. Yeah, with precaution.
Exactly.
One should not look at the sun any time at all. Because the sunlight enters our eye, it focuses on retina, it can damage retina within a fraction of a second.
Yeah,
so even normally, one should look at the sun, especially during eclipse, because we're trying to look longer, we are trying to see something that is more damaging. So for partial eclipse, we should use either proper filters or use a projection method. Total solar eclipse, whenever they happen.
Yeah, we can, like, if someone wanna look directly at the sun, then we can actually saw at the time of totality. But unfortunately,
only totality.
We don't want to witness totality, right? So, yeah, the precautions are most important for the tomorrow.
And for watching total solar eclipse, so you should know the timing precisely for your location. So, we should start observing a few seconds after the totality begins. Because they can be diamond ring, they can be, say, that can also be damaging.
Yeah, the nickel
moon. So at least 2-3 seconds we should leave off and then start observing. Again, before the totality ends, 3-5 seconds at least before we should stop looking at the sun. So total solar eclipses are totally safe to watch because the entire disk of sun is covered by the moon.
Yeah, because
and we
totally
can see
covered.
We are seeing only corona. And corona is just safe to look at. Corona is not harmful. But it has to be watched with precaution, all the precautions. There should be some experts with you who should know the precise timing. Then only should look at the total eclipse. Partial eclipse should not be looked directly at all. Only by either by using proper filters or by projection method.
Yeah, by those, you know, special glasses made for the eclipses only.
Yeah. Special filters are there. The Badar filter, the nickel chrome filter.
There may be scratch or pinhole in the filter, then those filters should be discarded. Yeah, so that.
Yes,
so tomorrow's eclipse is going to be, let's say, next month there's going to be lunar eclipse. Usually eclipses come in pair. So sometimes there can be 3 eclipses in a season. Yeah, so thank you, Shagun, for joining us. And we continue in future also about talks about eclipses and other interesting sort of phenomena. And one thing like to end this tomorrow's eclipse.